to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. We're talking with Captain Eldon Mayer, Motor Carrier Division, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Scott Hennen and Steve Bakken, your hosts around the area. Bismarck at 55 this hour, Williston 55, Dickinson 56, Minot 59, and in Fargo, they're at 61, Grand Forks at 66 this hour. Mark, do you have a specific question for Captain Mayer?
Yes, I would just, in one brief question, I was wondering if the captain is aware of, I know it was a long monologue, but basically if he is aware of
Mark, you broke up right when you were going to ask your question.
Okay.
You
we lost it. Try again.
Is the captain going to, do they have a plan to try to monitor more closely the trucking up here so that the drivers are feel a little bit safer and aren't under the pressure to make money rather than be safe?
Yep. Thank you, Mark, for your question. And I know the concern that you've raised, we have been aware of for quite some time. We do constant analysis of traffic patterns, of our workload. We receive a lot of the same concerns that you voiced here today on the radio. We receive some of those daily at our office, and we log those, we track those, we monitor it. Over the last few years, the Highway Patrol has taken steps to move some of our resources from the eastern part of the state to the western part of the state to enhance the number of troops out in the western part of the state. We just graduated 7 new recruits from the training academy yesterday. Of those 7 recruits, I believe it is 6 of them will be in the western part of the state. 3 will be going to Watford City, 1 to Crosby, 1 to Elgin, and I think Rugby, and I forget where the other post is, but we are adding additional resources in that area. Also, the legislature during this past session gave us 15 additional FTEs to put in as troopers. We realize that of those 15, that I think we do understand that there is a need in western North Dakota, especially in Williston, Watford City, McKenzie County, and we will take the concerns that Mark has raised, in addition to a great number of other citizens, into account when we determine where those additional 15 FTEs will be placed over the next year.
You know, I didn't get a sense, though, Captain Mayer, that from your statistics, you share Mark's assertion that the problem all rests on the shoulders of the trucking industry here. That, you know, I mean, I agree with him. That's what the perception is. But I don't think what you're telling us, at least in the stats last hour, the facts bear that out, right?
That's correct. I mean, it's like any other issue, I think, that you face. There's usually, you know, kind of that old saying, one bad apple spoils the bunch. Well, here, you know, we have very, very good safety-conscious trucking companies out there. But you always have that, you know, 5 to 10% that try and push the envelope, and those are the ones that, you know, you seem to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
How much is speed a problem? Is it, you know, Steve and I were talking earlier, if folks would just drive to the conditions, rather than waiting for somebody to say, hey, lower the speed limit or enforce the speed limits or whatever, just drive to the conditions. How much would that help? How much is speed a factor here, do you think, in the issue?
Yeah, speed is the largest factor in the crashes that we have. Speed is the top factor in crashes. I don't have the percentage, but is the number one factor in fatality crashes, speed related. The next factor is lack of seatbelt use. So if we could get people to slow down, wear their seatbelts, a lot less people would be killed in crashes. Now, would it stop them from happening? Speed, obviously, because it allows you for greater reaction time, shorter braking distances, that sort of thing. Slower speeds would cause less crashes. And people just need to be aware of, drive the speed limit. Roads are engineered for certain speed limits, and they need to drive those limits.
We're talking with Captain Eldon Mayer of North Dakota Highway Patrol Motor Carrier Division, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Carrington, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a suggestion on this. You got 7 new people. You're sending them all out west, but the highway from Jamestown to Minot, Highway 52, traffic has gone nuts on that thing, and you only got 2 people along that whole stretch. Maybe one of them ought to be stationed somewhere in there and increase the number of people you got along that road, because that traffic is just as crazy as anywhere.
Yeah, we do assign people from other areas onto those highways. I was actually the commander in Jamestown for 2 years, so I'm aware of the Highway 52 corridor. And we sent people from Jamestown up onto Highway 52. We have a trooper in Carrington, that obviously right in the heart of there. A trooper in Cooperstown that would get pushed over to Highway 52. A trooper in Harvey that gets pushed over to Highway 52. So we do send additional resources other than the one or two officers that would be posted right on that highway. We do send additional resources over there to work from time to time.
John, appreciate the call.
You're exactly right. A lot of traffic on 52 as well.
Boy, is there ever. It's one of those roads that really you get an idea of just the level of traffic that's coming, and it's no longer a secret to sneak up 52 from Jamestown up to the patch. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ed Minot next for our guest from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead, Ed.
How about a Squealer's line? You know, for us that are out west, or we could call in these guys with a plate number, a company number. I mean, like you say, there's just a few of them. You could call a special hotline or something and report some of these guys without going to the regular office.
Yeah, you know, if it's a safety hazard and they're driving erratically, call 911. Quick, easy call. It'll get right into state radio, and just say you're calling in an erratic driver, and they'll dispatch a trooper, an officer to the area.
You see them going down with faulty equipment. You hate to call, you know, a 911 to tie up that system there. You know, I just thought if they had a number a person could call and they could log that stuff, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
the gravel trucks are the worst by far.
Yeah, if you call your local law enforcement, let them know. Okay. You know, that's a good way. It's just the local number 911. If it's a situation like that, we take calls daily on people reporting violations, unsafe companies, unsafe vehicles. We log those. We send it out to our troops so they have that information real time.
Thanks for the phone call, David in Tioga. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I understand the sentiment behind the slow down approach as far as safety on the highway, but where I live here, if you drive the speed limit, that'll almost get you killed because the truck drivers are going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit no matter what it is. And if I drive the speed limit, I'm putting my life at risk by getting rear-ended. And I, as you can read in the headlines recently, it's you're in between two belly dump or two semis, and you're going to be mincemeat, make sausage out of you in a half a second. Look at that poor girl there on the west side of Minot there just a few days ago. She didn't do anything wrong, but she's in between two trucks, and there's no court of appeals at that point. You're dead. So slow down, we'll get you killed here. You have to keep up with the traffic, and the trucks determine the traffic, and there hasn't been a highway patrolman on my stretch road here, Williams County 21, that connects 1804 to Highway 2. It seems like the all law enforcement has declared that as a no-go zone, and it's the highway of death. It's an asphalt ribbon, as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds like David's getting another call. He's a busy guy, but on his point, Captain, you know, is it naive to think you can just get folks to slow down?
I don't think so. You know, I think you just have to drive defensively, drive according to the speed limit. You can never control what another driver does, but you can control how you drive. So if you drive defensively, you drive safely, give yourself some additional room following distances, you can keep yourself from being in a crash. Unfortunately, you know, crashes happen, and crashes happen a lot of times because of what other drivers do, not necessarily for what you do. So if everybody concentrates on their own responsibility, that's a step in the right direction.
It's a nightmare every time I have to go out on the road. I dread it anymore.
Yeah, it is a different time period compared to what, you know, people that lived out in that northwest part of the state, you know, up until about 5-6 years ago, the traffic patterns have changed, and people, you know, we're asking people to be patient. You need to learn to adjust, because I think from my own personal point of view, I don't see that going back to what it was prior to the energy impact and that sort of thing. I think it's going to be here to stay for quite some time. So we have to, you know, drive defensively, adapt to the traffic patterns that are out there, and be as safe as we possibly can.
Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it very much. Be safe out there. Greg wants to weigh in. Teresa waiting, too. We got Ben, too. We have other calls waiting. Captain, can you stay with us for another segment?
I sure can.
A lot of folks on this important topic that really has dominated a lot of our conversation this week, Steve, so we'll keep going. We also are going to tell you about a very special Memorial Day celebration at the North Dakota State Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan. We'll do that with a retired member of the North Dakota National Guard coming up in just a little bit. And, of course, we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And whatsonyourmindradio.com to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. We're coming up. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 24th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,393.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,429.12, $714.56 for a half ounce, or $357.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,429.12, $714.56, and $357.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Scott Hennon on What's On Your Mind. Bismarck overcast at 56 this hour. Fargo clear in 59. Minot mostly cloudy, 58. Dickinson clouds, a little bit of wind out there, 56. And Tioga cloudy and 54. This is What's On Your Mind. And, you know, one quick little follow-up, Eldon. How proactive are the trucking companies working with the Highway Patrol to make sure that they do have proper equipment out on the roads?
Actually, very, very proactive. We get calls weekly from companies that want, well, two things. They want one of our troopers to come in and provide training, whether it's on hours of service, proper equipment maintenance, that sort of thing. Now, obviously, we have to massage those a little bit and kind of feel those out. Be because our primary job is to be out on the road doing patrol. The other thing is they ask about hours of service training and CDL requirements and that sort of thing. And then they do want us to come in and look at their trucks from time to time to make sure that they have the proper equipment and actually do inspections on them. And we do that. So they are proactive. It's like I said in the earlier segment, you have the majority of the companies out there that are very safety conscious, very safety minded, and it is a small minority that try and push the envelope.
Our guest is Captain Eldon Mara, who is, heads up the enforcement side of the Motor Carrier Division, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and he's here to the bottom of the hour. We're also going to be joined by a retired North Dakota National Guard member to talk about Memorial Day ceremonies. We've asked our listeners, if you have particular Memorial Day events going on where you live, let us know, 800-228-0550. This is called What's on Your Mind, so lots of topics have come up today, including the Boy Scout issue, and Henry's been waiting to weigh in on that for a while. So, Henry, let's get you in here before we return to our questions for our guests. Go ahead.
Hello?
Henry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I don't want to distract from the important discussion you're having about truck driving in North Dakota, so I'll just be very brief. I was a Boy Scout many years ago, and we had a Boy Scout leader that was very popular. Everybody loved him, but he turned out to be a predator, and I think it's a slippery slope that the Boy Scouts are going down.
You disagree with the decision and the vote yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Boy Scouts are founded for developing values and character. And if there's abuse, this particular Boy Scout leader hooked up with, one of his favorites, and would sleep with him in pop tents on the weekend on the campouts. And anyway, it's a slippery slope. The next agenda won't stop until they'll push for leaders to be included, homosexual leaders. It's a big mistake. And
Henry, appreciate you sharing your comments on that. Calling from South Dakota today. Thanks. And what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. I think Teresa is next for our guest, Captain Eldon Mara from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good. Hey, I also am from Northwest North Dakota, and I guess I'd like to ask the question why the debris is allowed to be left on the highways the way that it is. We come upon an entire tire tread, a load of gravel, scoria, and that sounds like I'm targeting the trucking company, but it is also just individuals in general hauling things on trailers that lose shovels, ladders, that type of thing. But the tire tread on the highways out here is unbelievable.
Yeah, and we see that as well. I know it is a traffic safety issue, and you know, any driver, I don't care if it's a semi, and if you do lose whether it's part of your load, something from your vehicle, you know, common courtesy, common sense would say that you should pull over, try and get back there and remove it, at least so you make that roadway safe. And I know our troopers on patrol, I used to do it regularly. You know, you see that big old piece of rubber laying there. We pull over and pull those off because we know they can be a safety hazard out there. You get out there on Highway 85, US 2, some of those highways, it's very busy, and you're kind of taking your life in your hands if you want to get out there and run in the middle of traffic. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't make an attempt to remove that. And I know the DOT division does send vehicles out daily, a pickup and stuff, to remove that large road debris from roadways and get it disposed of.
Is there any penalty for these individuals? Because I have seen trucks lose a load of gravel on the highway or scoria or a tire tread, and they're parked there, and I see the highway patrol come by so they know which trucking company or they know which has dropped this lumber or whatever it may be. And is there a penalty for these individuals leaving this on the road?
There is. Number one, you could kind of go two different ways with it, depending on, you know, through the investigation, if it's an intentional act of littering, that is a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by a $1,000 fine, 30 days in jail. If it's simply depositing rubbish on a roadway, that's simply a $20 traffic citation. We also have the unsecure loadment issue, which could be, that's a $50 fine under the federal statute.
Teresa, thanks for the phone call. Ben from Driscoll, what's on your mind today? Ben, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call, Steve. Say, I just want clarification on the law. I drive a lot in the interstate, and I'm kind of getting tired of looking at everyone's high beams, and no one seems to dim them. And also the fog lights. It was illegal to have your fog lights on if there was no fog. I also heard that... In North Dakota, if the highway is divided by grass median, you don't have to dim your... I want a clarification on those laws, and I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Yeah. As far as dimming the headlights, you're only required to do that on two-lane roadways. The interstate system and Highway 2 are considered bifurcated roads, actually two separate roadways, so the dimming of headlights, as far as the law is concerned, does not apply on those type of roadways.
Appreciate the call. Bruce is in Harvey, North Dakota. Go ahead, Bruce, for our guest.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, is there anything ever been any discussion about having a law where you have to have your headlights on all the time? Because one of the things, especially in morning and evening, people think that just because they can see that somebody can see you. And I really think it would be very helpful if everybody on the road, had their headlights on. I mean, locomotives have their headlights on day and night so that they're noticeable. Yeah, that's one issue. And then the next one would be, I know there are states that I've driven through where there's a separate speed limit for trucks versus cars, and I really like that because, you know, a truck loaded down is a lot more difficult to stop than a passenger vehicle, and I think there should be two different speed limits. And then the last issue is with the DUIs and all that, I don't know why they don't have a situation where it's graded. You know, they keep talking about lowering and what, whether the penalties and fines are attached to the percentage.
Bruce, sorry to interrupt, but we're up against a break here. And, Captain, we're obviously going to have you come back regularly to take all these questions or comments. Thanks for being here today and being a trooper.
I appreciate it. We will come back. It sounds like there's a lot of good issues we can discuss. I just want to remind everybody to wear their seatbelt. Don't drink and drive this weekend, and we will be out in full force. Thank you.
Great advice. Great advice. Thanks very much. Trooper Eldon Mayer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs. V2, Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen, heading into a Memorial Day weekend, which unfortunately a lot of folks will see as a day off Monday, a reason for a little getaway. And forget the reason we have a holiday. It is a United States federal holiday. It occurs every year on the final Monday of May. It's a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. And that's why very often you have events on Memorial Day that happen in cemeteries. Because it is, again, not to be confused with Veterans Day. It's a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving. And we're pleased to be joined by a guest that is very involved in an event that happens every year at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan. This will be the State Veterans Cemetery, and they have quite a lineup planned for Memorial Day beginning at 12 noon. So we're pleased to be joined by someone that's been part of that service for a lot of years and is himself a veteran, retired now, Lieutenant Colonel from the North Dakota National Guard. We call him Pro, mostly because if we don't, we mess up saying his correct name, William.
Morning, Steve. How you doing?
Pro, how are you?
Yeah, Pro. Yeah, you know, Scott, I was waiting for you to give it a shot.
Prokopek. You know. I can say it, but I messed it up. I'm not messing
it
up.
I vowel. Properly.
So. What's that? What's that, Colonel?
I don't think you're pronouncing it properly.
Well, you could say it.
Well, the Anglo-Saxon pronunciation I've adopted over the years is Prokopek.
Prokopek. But
yeah,
correct
all those R's.
The correct pronunciation would be what, Colonel?
Well, in Ukrainian, or if you speak Arabic, because my Arab friends, when I was at Desert Storm and worked in the Middle East, they love saying my name, Prokopek.
I love it. Rolling that right off the tongue. Well, we're going to call you
gravel in it.
And you are a pro at this wonderful event that happens at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. For folks that have not been there, number one, describe the scene and then tell us what you have planned for this year, 12 noon straight up on Monday, Memorial Day.
The North Dakota Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan, it's a beautiful cemetery. It's well kept. The crew out there works carefully and they work hard at it. It's such a great venue to have a ceremony such as Memorial Day. And I heard earlier this morning when you called a premier event in North Dakota. I think it is. I think it's the most attended Memorial Day service in North Dakota. But, you know, as an Army guy, I'm certainly grateful for the multitude of services and ceremonies all across this great state. You can't beat the patriotism of North Dakotans. It's really, really great.
And by the way, we said this and we want to live this. If there is an event going on, no matter the size of the town, where it's at, I have a number of them here that we'll run through before the end of the program, but I don't want to just rely on ones that we've been told about or have an announcement about. If you're aware of an event happening in a cemetery, in a high school, you know, anything on Memorial Day within the sound of our voice, you're more than welcome to call and let folks know what'll be happening at 800-228-0550. Tell us about what you have planned for Monday at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery.
The ceremony itself doesn't vary from year to year. Begins at noon, but the guest speaker is really a variance. And this year we're pretty excited to have former U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Clint Romachet You might recall in February, the president awarded him a Medal of Honor for gallantry in combat operations Afghanistan in October 2009, and he and his family now live in Minot. So it's very exciting. He's a great guy, great speaker. The folks want to visit with him after the ceremony. I'm sure he'll hang around for that. Just a down to earth, super, and why, you know, the non commissioned officer sergeant, as we call him in the Army. You know, he talks like an NCO. That's what I really like about him. What a humble guy.
He really is. I had a chance to meet him at a Sioux hockey game and interviewed him shortly after that ceremony. I'm just has a young family and really, by the way, loves the game changer that North Dakota has been for him. His family moved, I think, from I forget
Colorado.
Where. Yeah, it was out west somewhere in the Rockies, and now works for this California company, KSI, that builds rig platforms all throughout the oil patch, and really just embraces the new life in North Dakota. It's a neat story.
Yeah, it's great. And besides him as the guest speaker, the governor, Senator Hovind, Representative Kramer, and then, of course, my boss, General Sprintzenatic, the North Dakota National Guard commander, they'll all provide some welcoming comments before the guest speaker himself. We have a pile of veterans groups that are going to be participating, firing volleys to salute the rest of the heroes. And, of course, the North Dakota Funeral Honors will fire our World War One French cannon for a 21-gun salute. And then I know Steve knows Phil Parker, his son, and my son will be playing taps.
That's beautiful. You know, I've heard your son play, and I've heard Phil Parker's son play, and I have not heard them play together, so I'm looking forward to that on Monday.
You'll find echo taps when it's performed properly, and these guys will. They're at the house practicing under the watchful eye of my wife, a professional musician. And this will be about the third time they've done it. It's very haunting.
Hey, Pro, tell us about some of the other organizations that are participating, because there is kind of a who's who from the American Legion posts that are there to different Native Americans that are groups that are there. Run us through who is going to be performing at the event this
Monday. Absolutely. And by the way, if you go to our the North Dakota National Guard website, I've got the program posted there. You can find it out of the press release. But if I read the laundry list, I have American Legion post number 1, American Legion post number 40, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 707, American Legion, Post 173, American Legion, Post 259, DAV, Disabled American Veterans, Post 3, Native American Women Warriors, Standing Rock Vietnam Veterans Association, VFW, Post 1326, VFW, Post and Ladies Auxiliary 9061, and Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 150. And one other cool thing that's going to happen here is, and this is about the fourth year in a row here, the Vietnam Vets and Legacy Vets, along with the 2nd Brigade Motorcycle Clubs, they're going to organize a motorcycle run. They're going to start here at Bismarck, and they're going to begin assembling at 10 o'clock, and precisely at 11, they will leave, headed for the cemetery. And along the route from Bismarck to Mandan, they're going to cut over the Liberty Memorial Bridge, which is very, very fitting, en route to the cemetery. So, you know, I've asked the chaplain for good weather so that we can get lots and lots of motorcycles come roaring into the cemetery a few minutes before we begin the ceremony. Ceremony's at noon. Recommend people come early, because if you get behind the motorcycles, you're going to be backed up a little ways. But from the north, and that's the Mandan area, there's only one way south, and that's Route 1806. And so, you know, you're stuck with the single-lane traffic headed south.
How many years you've been doing this? Been part of this ceremony at the Veterans Cemetery, Pro?
I started in 2006 when I retired from the Army and began working here in the public affairs. So this is what? God, I used to teach math at West Point. I have to subtract 2013 minus 2006.
You're going on seven big years there. I love it. And what kind of attendance is there among veterans at this event?
Very, very high. So many of the motorcyclists that ride in seem to be veterans, besides the clubs I mentioned, the Patriot Guard. Lots of them seem to be wearing Army patches, Marine patches, Navy patches. And if you are familiar with the cemetery, besides the what we call the flag plaza with the huge American North Dakota POW flags in the middle of the cemetery, we have 50 flags that outline the entire cemetery. And each of those flags, at the appropriate time, we're going to put a veteran on each one of those flagpoles. And pretty much you can bet it's probably somebody that rode in.
We're talking with Pro. That's the only way to pronounce your last name. If you have any questions or comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Dwayne, in Minot, you're a veteran. You're also a Gold Star family member. What is that for those that do not know?
Well, a Gold Star family member is family members who had one of their family killed in action in Iraq. My brother, Ken Henderson, was killed in action in Iraq January 24, 2004. And so I just have a few things to say. First off, I'd like to thank our new Gold Star family members, the Lindy family and the Orgard family. What awesome people they are. And, you know, we hate to have new members to our club that that have to go through the pain that we've been through. But they're awesome people, and they know what kind of family they're with our Gold Star family members from North Dakota. I'd like also to thank all our families that raised heroes, because without you raising heroes, our nation would not be where it's at today. Let's see. Always thank your military members, you know, and say thank them for the freedom that we have today. You know, you might not have a chance tomorrow to thank them. My nephew Trevor, he's in Washington, D.C. He's going to be a mentor for TAF, which is Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. And, you know, it's just a group that works with to get people through this tough time, you know. And I'll tell you what, it is tough. Even after 10 years, it's still tough.
No kidding. You know, Dwayne, appreciate the call very much. Will you be in Minot? Are you attending a particular ceremony in Minot on Monday?
My brother is buried at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, and that's where I'll be at.
All right, you'll be at the premier event along with Colonel Pro. Appreciate the call very much. By the way, I just wanted to let folks know that there is something going on in Minot. The Boy Scout Troop 437 is doing a pancake breakfast at the American Legion Post on North Broadway in honor of Memorial Day. Pancakes, country-style sausage, coffee, and orange juice, just to get your mouth watering a little bit. 7 a.m. on Monday. We'll run through some more of those events in a minute. Pro, one of the things that disappoints me is that very often I think of these events all across the area, more veterans than there are civilians to say thank you and remember the vets that died while serving. I hope maybe this year we can move that needle just a little bit, because this is really about honoring those that have fallen among us civilians.
Well, that may be true. Each year at the Memorial Day Cemetery ceremony, I run into people all the time that don't seem to have any connection to the military that I know, and I'm like, well, it's great to see you here. And they're like, I just had to come here today. I just had to come and say thanks.
That's the way it should be, though, right?
Absolutely, I think. But, you know, I'll always be there, and I happen to be a veteran. But even before then, and my parents weren't born in this country, but, you know, sure enough, when I was a little kid, we ended up going to 4th of July, Veterans Day, Memorial Day. I absolutely knew what those were and knew what those ceremonies were, because my parents made me absolutely appreciative of living here and living in this great country.
Pro, we got about 30 seconds. To me, it seems like there's been a disconnect over the last 10 or 15, 20 years. What do people need to remember? What should they remember from Memorial Day?
That it's for all of the military members no longer with us, whether they died on the battlefield or whether they served one tour and then went on a civilian life and then later died of natural causes. It's for all of the military service members no longer with us. It's to remember them, to appreciate them, to pray for them, to give comfort to their families. That's
well said. Well said, Pro. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate it.
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up, order, find your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And if you're going to the Memorial Day event in Mandan at the cemetery, don't forget it is at noon. Get there a little bit early. Make sure you bring some lawn chairs. Around the region, Bismarck 55 this hour, in Williston 56, Dickinson 58, Minot 59, in Bowman 57, and Grand Forks 67, 61 in Fargo. Under clear skies, so no sky closing in as of yet. A little cloudy and a little windy in some of the other parts of the states. David, you've been holding for a while. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today? David, are you still there? David, are you still there?
Maybe if we said David in Tioga.
David in Tioga.
Casey's wondering if there's another David waiting to weigh in. David's been waiting a while, so we didn't want to leave the program today without giving him a chance to weigh in. David, last chance. Are you there? All right. He's going to have to call back. 800-228-0550. He might have fallen asleep.
Sorry about that.
Waiting for us to get to him. But we had a busy program today. Lots of guests, lots of calls, and appreciate all that. By the way, our thanks to Lieutenant Colonel Bill. Go ahead, Steve.
Prokopek.
Prokopek. Prokopek.
I want to hear
now
you.
Now I know why you're doing pro.
Now I want to hear you pronounce the Arab side of that.
I can't roll that. He did that pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah,
anyway,
he does.
In all seriousness, North Dakota National Guard Lieutenant Colonel, now retired, Bill Prokopek, who is with us, and kudos to him and folks everywhere that are putting on these events for Memorial Day that are happening. I mentioned what was happening in Minot already. By the way, there is something in Bismarck at the state capitol, 10 a.m. Memorial Hall of the state capitol. All the Bismarck Veterans Service Organizations will get together. Fargo veterans, they do this kind of need in Fargo. They actually go to all of the cemeteries. They start at 8:20 at Holy Cross North Cemetery. There's actually a mass that is held at 9 a.m. Then at 9:30, they go to the Veterans Memorial Bridge with a ceremony at 9:45. That's the bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. 10:30, Riverside Cemetery with a ceremony at 11. 12:30, veterans gather at the Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery. They make the rounds. And then the American Legion Post commander speaks at the Riverside and Sunset ceremonies. If there is rain, and there is a lot of rain in the forecast, they would put those inside the Fargo Civic Center at 8:30. West Fargo has a flag-raising ceremony, 10:45, West Fargo VFW. Moorhead and Dilworth, American Legions, come together, as well as the VFW post. And they, too, will be doing a ceremony on the bridge. That'll be bright and early at 7 a.m. Then they go to Sunset Memorial Gardens, 8:45. They go to the Sabin Cemetery at 9:15. Evergreen Cemetery, Moorhead at 10. St. Joseph Cemetery, North Moorhead, 10:15. Riverside Cemetery, North Moorhead at 10:30. Program begins at 11 at the National Guard Armory in Moorhead. There's events in Horace and all of the cemeteries, in Leonard, in Harwood, in Barnesville, a program, a parade, by the way. Love the parades. I love it when they do the parades. Where else were they doing a parade? Stanley, I think, right? Let's call it the oil patch here, right? Folks, send me a note on this one. Here we go. Services in Stanley start with a parade at 10 a.m. Program at the Stanley High School at 10:30. Alexander, 11 a.m., Alexander City Hall. Watford City is doing a service Monday night. All of these, by the way, are Monday for Memorial Day. Monday night, 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park. Tioga High School, 10:30 a.m. Monday. And then in Ray, at the Ray High School Auditorium, 10:30 a.m. Monday as well. And one other thing, Steve, you should know. Veterans and military personnel get into state parks free on Memorial Day. As they should.
The least we can do.
Exactly.
It truly is. You know, I like going to all the big ones because of the pageantry and stuff, but the small towns, the real small ones that have the veterans there, those are very somber for the most part and very heartfelt. I really enjoy going to a lot of the small communities. Let's get to the phones. Robert in Bismarck, what's on your mind today? Oh, we lost Robert? Okay.
We lost Robert. By the way, speaking of small towns, Steve, Buffalo, North Dakota. If you're looking for a fun one, I've been there too. I've actually been there for, I think, a 4th of July parade one time. And I'm trying to remember. I might have even been with Ed Schaefer as governor. I just remember one time being there for an event. It was either Ed or early in John Hovind's tenure, but can't remember. But they attract the brass to Buffalo for their events, but they're doing a ceremony unveiling a new monument that will have all of the veterans from Buffalo that have died on that one monument in Buffalo, North Dakota, which is, of course, just off of I-94 between Jamestown and Fargo. So
I like going around to all the different county courthouses when I'm traveling and looking at the different plaques, because pretty much every county courthouse or county building will have a plaque somewhere for all the veterans from that county or from that area that have served. And I love going through and reading all those and reading that link from North Dakota to the military service, because we do have the highest percentage of military service in the country, and I love going through and reading all those names and seeing if there's any friends of mine that might have been their grandfather or, in some cases, grandmother that may have served at one point in time or another.
Somebody else wanted to know more about Minot, what was happening. I mentioned earlier, but I'll do it again. The Minot Air Force Base Boy Scout Troop 437 is doing a pancake breakfast 7 to 10 a.m. at the American Legion Post on North Broadway in honor of Memorial Day. It's also Poppy Day in Minot. American Legion Auxiliary Volunteers will be handing things out. And you know,
my grandma sells those.
Weather's not going to be the best. It really isn't. Anywhere I'm looking here, there's showers and thunderstorms pretty much everywhere all weekend long. A little more in the oil patch. We got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. But basically, throughout the entire region, everywhere you look, showers and thunderstorms. And a little peak of sunshine here and there. But otherwise, kind of a cool, windy weekend. We'll be back at it next week for more What's on Your Mind. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to the program. A lot of calls, comments today. We appreciate you very much. We'll do it all over again next week. Bye-bye.
At Butler.
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.